This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Ghana's parliament in a short while from now and hold an interaction with the Indian community in Accra. On the second and last day of his tour to Ghana, Mr. Modi will also visit the Nkrumah Memorial in Accra, which is the spot where Kwame Nkrumah made the declaration of Ghana's independence. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks, and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed that New Delhi is a core traveller in the African nation's development journey.
कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग के लिए हम गाना का आभार प्रकट कर रहे हैं इस संदर्भ में हमने काउंटर टेररिज्म में आपसी सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का निर्णय किया है पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप में चल रहे कॉन्फ्रेंस को लेकर हम दोनों ने गहरी चिंता व्यक्त की है हमारा मानना है कि युद्ध का युग नहीं है डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी से ही समस्या का समाधान होना चाहिए
Later, Prime Minister Modi received the National Honour of Ghana, Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, from John Mahama in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight on the second leg of his five-nation visit. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations in Port of Spain. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar questioned Western nations for not supporting India's position on terrorism and stressed the need for a more unified global response. Replying to queries during a media briefing in Washington, Dr. Jaishankar said when terror attacks happen elsewhere outside India, New Delhi has largely followed the same position that it has taken when they have happened in India.
On the terrorism issue, again, it is a fact that often countries do not take a position when some other country is a victim of terrorism, which they would do when they themselves are. We have, in that respect, honestly been much more consistent and principled. That we have, when terrorist incidents, attacks happen elsewhere, outside India, we have largely followed the same position that we have taken when they have happened in India, which is why it's important to speak up and which is why it's important to carry them with us.
The government has again banned social media accounts of several Pakistani actors and cricketers in the country. Sources said the accounts were briefly accessible due to technical reasons. In May this year, the government had blocked several Pakistani YouTube channels and social media accounts for spreading anti-India propaganda and provocative content. After an overnight halt, the search operation resumed this morning to neutralize the terrorists in a dense forested area in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. An encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in the area last evening when police, the army and CRPF launched a search operation following specific information about the presence of terrorists. The official said the terrorists opened fire on noticing the security search parties, leading to a gunfight, which continued till late night. There was no fresh exchange of fire in the morning. Landslides triggered by heavy rain have disrupted the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand. Over 40 Kedarnath pilgrims were stranded near Sonprayag last night, but were safely rescued by SDRF. The road is still blocked and efforts to reopen it are ongoing. The pilgrimage is currently paused and the devotees have been kept safe in Sonprayag. Roads to Gaurikund, Badrinath near Umta, Gangotri at Bhatwari and Yamunotri at Silaiwand, Ojri and Banas are blocked. More than 100 rural roads across the state are also closed. In cricket, India will resume play on day 2 of the second test in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy Series against England this afternoon at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Yesterday, India were 310 for 5 on the first day of the match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.